does mention a few things what was led on our other night talk. And not alone, follow a delusion, then if you let to be controlled, overwhelmed, possessed by delusion, then it can be karma, then that's how one throws oneself in the Lord in, or by following the delusion, then the delusion throws you in the Lord in, or you throw yourself in the Lord in, so that. So we get so upset when we get so upset, you know. Suddenly you remember a childhood time what happened to you, abused by father, by mother, by somebody. But here now, 24 hours you are abused by your, 24 hours you are abused all the time by self-cherishing thoughts, by ignorance, by anger, attachment, all these delusions. All the time. Not only one day, you know, from birth, from 24 hours of the day, from birth, from beginning to the birth. So what do we do with this? So therefore what do we do with this? What are we going to do with this? When a person, somebody outside, a person whom we have treated in the past, you know, abused that person, and then now this time that person comes back in, the result of that karma that happens, so you get abused by that person. So, so that one gets, I'm the worst in this world. So it makes you to think, you make yourself to think, I'm the worst, then I'm the worst one in this world. I say, if you have this problem, the worst being in this world. It may be worse than, even one thing worse than animals, you know, worse than all the animals, worse than one among all the even animals, something bad, worse than the mosquitoes, or the worse than even the, say, yeah, the ants or mosquitoes or whatever, flies or the fleas or, however, that is the emotions, the not understand karma, not having thought karma, not reflect on dharma, not having thought dharma, or not understand dharma. However, so you see, showing so sad face, so I'm the worst, I'm the hopeless, I'm the worst in this world, showing so unbelievable sad face. However, Here we are abused, abused all the time by self-chasing, all the time by anger, attaching all these delusions, all the time. Now, even no break, not being abused by them. So here, you see, if you can say, recognize this here, the delusion, and if one is ever separate from the delusion, rather being always friend with the delusion, rather than always one with the delusion, living life, you see, inseparable from delusion, enemy delusion. So then, you see, if you recognize with delusion how the delusion harms you, abusing. Not from today, but from birth time, all time. And then from beginning to the birth, so if you can generate the same thought that how you feel without other thinking, then it inspires you, gives courage to not fall for delusion. You see, that you defeat the delusion, instead of letting the delusion control you, you control the delusion, you defeat the delusion. Rather, letting the delusion to defeat you. So, so here there's no even one slight, even slightest upsetness there. with illuminated illusions. So, we don't like somebody. We don't like somebody dictate us. Dictate, no. But but however, you see, you are always dictated by the your self-cherishing thought. You are always dictated by the attachment. You are always dictated by anger, ignorance. So they are dictatorships. You see, always dictated because they control you. And they give you any freedom. They give you any freedom to also. one way of saying, well, other way of protecting, but other way of saying, you see, other way of looking at it, you know, through this practice, you're freeing yourself from the enemy delusions, giving peace to us, giving freedom to yourself from the delusion, giving peace to yourself from away from the delusion, away from disturbance caused by delusion. So, see, So there's a minute in which you can look at it, to look at its practice, controlling what's controlling the delusion, you see, keeping away from delusion. And you can say also you are giving liberation to yourself. Giving liberation, giving liberation to yourself. So this is this way you don't engage in karma by acting delusion, so you're liberating from the lower realms. You're liberating yourself from the lower realms. the very first thing that can happen, the immediate thing, the immediate thing that can happen, the danger that immediate that can happen anytime. Immediate thing is the lower realm. Then being free from that, and then being free from that, then there's an opportunity to practice Dharma, and then gradually to be free from samsara, like so and pass. So that's those 2 days, they taught them that stanza. So here's the conclusion. So there are 3 things. So to me, to understand, yesterday I mentioned, I used this example to discover, you know, the view of attachment, the view of anger, you know, view of anger when we say, when we to an object, body or whatever, then anger into somebody. So how these objects they get into that, we get attachment to. So these as there's no such thing from sub object. It's you get angry to only that's something that say something that was came from your mind, appearing which came from your mind, processed by your mind, and then you get attached to appearance which came from your own mind, object which came from your own mind. So that's about it. So use the example that just to clear part. The one liquid in the container, the one container, and how that this appears. So different perceivers, their quality of mind, how much impure and how much pure. So then this is one liquid in the pot, and the container appears different ways, different quality. So you put the impure mind, you see, those numerics are very impure, you know, when they are mind, then appears impure. The mind which is pure, then appears pure nectar. The other one, impure, the impure mind which doesn't merit them, appears pus and blood, you know, this, you see, ugly thing. So, that gets to the person who doesn't merit them, you know, the impure mind, which doesn't merit them, appears on person blood, and things like that. But then it could appear at the same time when a human being looking at it, and how it appears in the water. And then when the devils, even the worship devils, when they're looking at it, those were more merit, then it appears that the one liquid in the same liquid, you know, one liquid that was in that one that same container. There was no more marriage. And then, of course, the Buddhas the yogis or the those with pure appearance, and especially Buddha, and it appears nectar, you know, most beautiful natural nectar, uncontaminated nectar. So basically, this totally purified on the mind. So that, so therefore now here you can see the view is production of your own mind. The different beings perceive as different quality of mind. So there's not such thing, you know, coming from some type of object, you know, existing from some type of object. Without even the mind, it's not just there, you know, from its own life. It's not such a thing. It's just it's all appearance of the mind, you know. What you see is also appearance of mind, which comes from your mind. All these objects which come from the result of your own quantum sense. You perceive as, you know, different quantum mind. So, so the reason why I say it's also this example is very, very, very good in a good version, and it's also very interesting in the means. Because even you see dog, for example, is it really dog or not? That's the question. That it wish you see dog doesn't mean, wish you see dog doesn't mean always is dog. So, like for example, Asanga, so, it's a material Buddha, but Asanga, before the mind is purified, it's a dog. So dog, but after the mind purifies, after generating this unbelievable, incredible compassion, sacrifice on self to that one living being, then it comes purified, then which was appearing dog before, it's material that was appearing dog before now, and that appearance, that impure appearance is gone, ordinary appearance is gone, now it's appeared only, you see, Buddha. Now the appearance of Buddha is then this one sentient being now appears as Buddha before appears as an animal. You see, ordinary appearance. So therefore this is very good for, to this is very good this example. As it is, so you see somebody better or animal or something. So you can't really say who is Buddha, who is not Buddha. You can't judge it from your own, or what appearance, you know, because I don't see it. That doesn't become what you've written. I see dog, I see what may be, that doesn't become, that alone doesn't become what you've written. To prove what may be. So as is mentioned in the teachings, Sanjian was there. Sanjay Malu, Musum Dinchen, and then now, so that also helps. Until I'm free from the until I'm free from the evil karma, evil karmic the obscuration, until I'm free from this, in all of this or in all of the different in front of me, I have no opportunity to see in the see, holy body adorned with the holy signs and examinations. I have no opportunity to see in the aspect of Buddha, you know, Buddha also holy signs. I have no opportunity to see. So then what we see is only we see ordinary being. Or the meaning of ordinary, definition of ordinary is having mistakes, having delusions, having mistakes, having suffering, having delusion, having mistakes in action. So that, that's the definition of ordinary. As I mentioned in general, the Guru Puja commentary that we requested on the second Dhamma Celebration. So, so afterwards, afterwards when I went, I said during the interview, so I mentioned that this word benefited me so much that what has been spent benefited so much. So I did mention to some later. However, so that. Like example, the Asanga, the virtual Vibhinishi, the perfection of the one who went in pure land, virtual in pure land. So, purified, so ordinary, so, one of the stories that, these two stories, it's a very inspiring story as a benefit of generating great compassion even to one sentient being. Even to one sentient being. And benefit of incredible benefit of what you get. You see from that, generating great compassion, sacrificing your life to even to one sentient being, and the incredible benefit has such powerful purification, you know, quite married in the so quickly have said to achieve enlightenment in so the story also goes in that way, you know, the benefits of the generating great compassion or something was a life even to one thing. But here what I'm saying is that here I'm using the story that how your view is pure, impure, what you see, seeing pure or impure, that totally is your own view of your own mind, is the production of your own mind, depending on which, you know, pure, impure, oneself. So here, I'm using the story to understand this. So, at this quotation, just until I see a separate word. also mind from the evil karmic obscuration. So in all the Buddha comes in front of you, but that doesn't mean you have this Buddha. So what you see is only what in the being or even animal. So ordinary being has mistakes, and even animal one of our service, one respect. So, great, so much merit, you know. So even from that, you know, in daily life, by doing this, you know, get a lot of advantage, you see. You make a lot of profit in merit. The first thing is not clearing the karma. I see obstacles for realizations, cause to Lord Rams, or sometimes. So these examples they have were even to respect this in the things. while the Messiah Buddha, before even 12 years of retreat, done, but nothing happened. So, as you heard the story many times, but only after he generated unbearable compassion, he was sacrificed his life to have this wounded, in the lower part of the body, wounded and filled with the worms, maggots. So cut one whole thin pie from the entire was the flesh from there, stretched out on the ground. Then one went, Asanka went to pick up the worms. They did make it with the tip of the tongue, but close eye. Then could not pick up. Suddenly opened eye, then met here Buddha. So if you lift over there, was up catching the maggot with the finger. That might have crashed, so hurt, so therefore pick up the maggot to the tip of the tongue. They put on the flesh, there was some flesh that was spread out there, you know, the flesh from the leg, you see, spread on the ground for the maggots to something to eat or something to leave. So the dog. So a dog, but it's a dog, but a very wound, you know, wounded, filled with maggots. So something very kind of very awful, very terrible, very awful like that. So like that, you see, similar, even to us in our daily life. So you know, you can never tell that it really, you know, the reality is something because you see something being. So people also Buddha. So something very awful, or something very ugly, or something very terrifying. That even ordinary, not ordinary human, but it's a dog. But even the dog is kind of a very, very suffering dog like that, you see. Gijusubhava's guru, Nakuchubhava came. First Nakuchubhava came. We went already to practice the last part of Tantra practice. To engage in Java, Tantric, I think, conduct. There seems all kinds of different conduct according to the person. There's no not one particular fixed one. So children say that when God in the monastery, they are one, the bar, one person is above fixed enlightenment, so he's engaged in conduct, Tantric conduct. Then build a huge building. Build a, you know, huge house, huge building, but there's no particular use, you know, not just build. So some things were all sorts of different activities. However, so there's not much work going for the church, going to the council conduct to do in the Odi, this holy place called Odi. But so in the road, you know, looking very extremely athletic, kind of, you know, and dare not, there's something you can't, dare not touch. So she asked, please take me out of the side of the river. But Navajibala didn't pay attention, he went straight to cross the river. And then at the same time, his disciple, which was a simple one, a monk, living in Tarishkivara, came by and then saw this lady. this lady asked him, please carry me to the other side of the river. You know, take me there. So then this was so the lady, he got unbelievable compassion. You know, then he thinks of his monk, and then especially his leprosy, you know, sickness, all this passed by completely covered by leprosy. But he, without any hesitation, then he carried the lady on his back, you know, with incredible compassion. Then, when he reached the middle of the river, then that lady, you know, appeared Dosepang, not Marina Mongolian lady, but Dosepang Mo, then brought Peter Sambhava with the same body in the pure land of Akajuri. So that they become enlightened there already. so because of unbearable compassion, even to one single music, just one human being, then sacrifice completely oneself to that, to take that being. So then he became an unbelievable part of the purification. So without crossing the whole river, just in the middle of the river, you see, when it is, so the department is purified during that time. And even in the middle of the river, then you see, because the department is purified, the impure karma purified. So then now, yeah, what view you have of that lady is the one Dosepama, a deity. so that film, you see, took the pure land without needing to die, you know, go next life or intermediate good, you know, with the same body in this life, with the pure land.
Our views that
very attached to the anger to hierarchy. All this, you know, one's own karma, where it came from, one's own karma is a creation of production of one's own karma. So, see. So it came from the, see, those views came from something ugly or unbearable. So it's a view, is a view of what's coming in imprint. Manifest come from that. So object of attachment. So it's all of that. There's something desirable. Well, that view also, that object of that view, also the creation or production of us, and it came from of the common imprint. So that doesn't dare, that we, so there's nothing there, so that means there's nothing there from some object, from outside. So that means what we normally believe, that's totally wrong. We normally believe something not come from our mind, but it come from the society. So then the attachment, anger, all the delusion arises. So that because we're thinking it comes from, it exists from side, or it comes from outside, you see. Thinking it came from muscle mind, you know, muscle come imprint. This view of muscle come imprint, something like that, the appearance, you see. The object of anger attachment, you see. So, now the conclusion here. So, three things. The computer is part of the power. So, so the appearance, for example, common imprint for that. So Ms. Campbell was right. So that, so again, there's nothing from the side of objectivity. So now third, I want to tell the third. So now, third, then truly distant, the truly distant, enemy, truly distant friend, or truly distant, really, to that object, see, like a perception or whatever, so forth. So, however, so now, from that course, so truly, it's the enemy, truly isn't friend, truly isn't harm, truly isn't, you see, help. However, so for all these, you see, there's not, it doesn't come from society. It can, it is projection of, it is the projection of the native imprint left on the metal organism by the past ignorance.